Halacha Shir and Chavis Halavas, Thursday night, or Lebeis Shvat. There are a few people, a number of people who have to follow the Sefer Torah as it's being brought to the Bima from the Aron Kodesh, and as it's being brought from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima, and then again from the Bima to the Aron Kodesh after laning. Who's that? The person that gets psicha, the person that hands the Sefer Torah, opens the Aron Kodesh and hands the Sefer Torah to the Chazan, he has to follow the Sefer Torah as it's brought to the Bima. He has to follow him. On the way back, the person who had Hagba, who now hands the Sefer Torah to the Chazan, has to follow the Chazan back up to the Aron Kodesh, follow him. If it's being done immediately after Hagba and Galila, then the Baal Galila also has to. If there's a break, let's say on Shabbos, when there's a break, so then the Baal Galila doesn't have to, only the Baal Hagba. But Shabbos by Mincha, when it's right away, then, for example, on Monday and Thursday, then the Baal Galila also does. So besides those people, the Ramah says whoever the Sefer Torah passes by, whoever the Sefer Torah passes by has to follow and has to fall in line and follow. If it causes crowdedness and pushing, which is sometimes the case, because everybody wants to kiss the Sefer Torah, that became the main mitzvah. So then you don't have to, it says. You just follow a little and you stand in place until it's brought and put down on the Bima, or in the Aron Kodesh on the other side. But if it's not especially crowded, or it won't, the idea is not crowded, the idea is pushing, so then those are the people who have to follow the Sefer Torah that way and that way. Okay. We're learning Chavis Halvadis in Shara Avos Hashem, and I'm talking and everybody's listening, or whoever's listening is listening, but like it's all very theoretical, but if a person would do these things and think about the things that the Chavis Halavah says to think about, then you would really come Lidei Avos Hashem. I was just thinking of one thing, of the many that he says, and that we've been learning about these last few days. He says, he makes a big deal, it seems a little inordinate, I think, at first glance, when he says that one of the things that are, that lead up to it, he doesn't say prerequisites, actually. He doesn't call it mamash a prerequisite, but hakdomas, things that have to precede it in order to develop Avos Hashem fully, is the realization that Hashem forgives us a lot of the things that we don't do, and nobody's perfect. And if we think over all the things we did wrong, and Hashem doesn't, maybe the word overlook is not a correct word to use, but Hashem is at least Erech HaPayim, and lets us be until we have a chance to improve b'chulu. So, but if you think about it, and you have, let's say, a relationship with someone, I was just thinking, or even a child, if a child knows he did something wrong, or with a spouse, you know you did something wrong, and then they have a right to have tainus on you, you know. The child, I'm talking about the child did something wrong, even though nowadays it's a lot of times it's the other way, but I mean that the child did something wrong, and the parent of Michael or the spouse, you know, he overly says it's okay, Michael, I understand you. So really, that does, if you really understand you did something wrong, it's really, I think it's quite clear how that would lead to Ahava, when you realize the person is willing to accept you or accept what you did and be mochel and not like have midas hadin, so that really you develop a love. You say, wow, this person really cares about me, etc. So just one thing, if you think, you know, it's just instead of just saying the words and reading the sefer, if you think about it, you'll see that it's really real. Al kaponim, so he brings out all of these things. And then he says afterwards that when you think about the things that we said, and then you practice precious, so you're not wrapped up in yourself, and you, because of the Shar HaBechina angle, you are makir the romimus Hashem and the katnus nafsho, so that'll make you into a zoriz and avodas Hashem, and you'll develop a taiva, as the pasuk says, somalcha nafshi, kamalcha basari. Then he says one very interesting point, and we won't elaborate on it tonight. We'll continue with Hashem Sunday night. He says, "Va'chazak b'dvorim, the strongest thing of all, asher te'ozer b'hem ochi lahasig darga naila zu." And then he says something very, very counterintuitive. He says, "He hayira v'hapachad mehashem v'hamora miponov v'hacharoda mitzivuya v'azharoso." And okay, we'll pause here. So he says, "Yira." So that's strange to say the least. So he's not. We really said it in the first parak of Shar Avos Hashem. He's not talking about a yira sonish, obviously, because then you're afraid, and that's not going to bring the de'ava. But he's talking about the awe you have, like someone's awe-inspiring. Like you see a great person, like a very important person, that's indeed chashuv, and you're in his presence. And so you wanna be close to that. But as much as you have awe, but that just is magdil your cheshek, like you wish you could connect to that person. You want to be part of the, because then you connect with Godless, and you're hoping maybe something will rub off on you, or you'll learn, or you want to be in that person's presence always. You would love it. That's a very important stepping stone to Avos Hashem, is the yira that you are overawed by the greatness of Hashem, and the fact that you are recognized by him, and he sees you, and right, Hashem is Ohev Olsanu, and then that's a great stepping stone to Avos Hashem, and we'll elaborate a little more Sunday night as the Chodesh HaLovus will elaborate.